Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
It's going to feel a little bit random.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
That's the money shot.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Lovecast BL Podcast. I'm your host, Pixie, and with me, as always, my co-host, Kayla, Alexa, and Heather.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we are doing something that's been requested and we're really excited about. We're going to do some games. Yay. BL related.
In our gamer era. Yes. In our gamer era.
Gamer era.
It's going to feel a little bit random.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
That's the money shot. It's okay. Okay. Spoiler alert, I have been kind of drinking a little bit, so I have no promises for how this is going to go.
Okay, that explains it. I thought we lost Heather for a second.
I thought you lost me too. I didn't think I was getting back up. Oh my god, Pixie! You're the water girl!
So yeah, we are gonna start with Kayla!
Okay, scared. The pressure is on. Okay. So, I'm going to explain the game that I'm going to have you all play today. I thought it would be really funny to do a Would You Rather BL Characters edition. So, basically, I came up with 9 questions. I literally came up with them today. And I created short scenarios. And based on those scenarios, you have to choose, would you rather blank or blank? And then if any of you, like, feel strongly about your answer or, like, want to give an explanation, then we can pause to do that. But, yeah.
Ooh.
I hope you think it's as funny as I think it is.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so indecisive.
I'm sure we will.
I was literally cracking up to myself, so hopefully... this delivers, but yeah, we can get into the first question, the first scenario.
Okay.
Okay. So, set the scene. You were busted for running an illegal racing ring, but you can't afford to go back to jail because you won't get parole this time around. In this scenario, would you rather get into a high-speed police chase with Babe from Pit Babe or Caillou from Love in the Air?
That's
thoughts?
Actually so funny.
That one's hard.
What? I don't know.
It's not hard for me.
I feel like for me, Babe feels like an obvious pick. I don't know. Maybe that's but the I opposite feeling that some people have.
The air,
Rain Paiu era, like boss, but Pavel. This is
think about it. You have to balance like the person's skill in driving, but also like if you like them.
Wait,
okay. What's the getaway?
It's a chase. Are they
device?
Chasing us, or the police are chasing us? Driving?
But they're
the
driving.
Police are chasing. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
This is why. Well, I guess would it be like their getaway vehicle that they usually? Because like Paiu does like bikes
bike
mainly.
Right? Yes, yeah. It would be their it's getaway.
Like, okay.
Right. So their getaway vehicle
bike.
Of choice.
Basically,
bike.
Yeah,
okay,
I
well, thinking
go
about
on the bike
side
as well.
Road of Bangkok, I would say bike. But if we're talking about skills, I feel like I would go for babe based. But is it babe with senses or babe post senses? I feel like either way, he still has the skills to like. I don't know. I feel like skill wise, I
would still
go
have
babe.
Senses.
Because he would be able to like know sense where. What's going on behind you, like in terms of the chase, but like
if you literally cannot move because of
yeah,
traffic,
I'm like thinking nothing practically about.
Did we say which country or city this was in? It might be like in the like bush somewhere where no
I
traffic.
I love
it. It's
how
toilet.
Deeply you're thinking about it. Just think of like the universe of those shows. I mean, I guess they could simultaneously exist
right.
in, like,
yes.
a similar
no, I,
universe.
It's very, very, very hard, but I am, because of the bike, I'm going for with Paiu. not only because a bike is easier to get around in Bangkok, but because I have a thing for bikes.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say babe based on skills, and also my big ass does not need to be on the back of a bike with anyone. So,
oh my God.
Me and babe can chill in
oh,
his little
are you
race car and have a good
one
time.
Of those, like, because I heard these like race cars are really hard to get into.
Side. Okay, but is it his race car? It could be his race car, or it could be his little Mustang. His little Mustang.
Yeah, I didn't specify
is Mustang any better.
I don't, it's better than the back of a bike.
I mean, the possibilities, it's hard.
We might end up just spending the whole episode doing Kayla's game.
Yes, right.
I don't know. I'm saying babe. I'm sticking with that's my gut feeling. Maybe it's just because he's in my brain now because I was watching Pit Babe right. last night, but and me and babe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can keep babe by you for me as well.
You
not just
can,
because of the bike, but like
I was going to say something and it's not appropriate.
Oh,
fight over him or shame him.
Well, I was going to say you guys could thruple on the back of his bike. But I was like, that wording is not the right wording to use. I should have said share.
Oh, also, for later, ooh. Like, there will be a guest appearance from Paiu in my game.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
I'll look forward to it.
Well, ooh, okay. Thank you for your answers. Very introspective. And now we can move on to the next one. Okay. Imagine your conniving uncle with mafia ties is trying to murder you so that he can inherit the family business and inevitably run it into the ground. In this scenario, would you rather have Palm from Never Let Me Go or Porsche from Kin Porsche as your bodyguard?
Ooh.
Porsche. No questions asked. Porsche. Done.
Yeah, Porsche. I didn't finish Never
Porsche
Let Me Go,
will
so I
kill.
Don't have that.
He'll cry after, but he'll kill.
Honestly,
to save
I
you.
Think I would pick Porsche too.
I think thinking about it, Porsche is the right answer. As much love as I have for Palm. I just feel like Porsche is more prepared for that type of scenario than Palm would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Porsche is not afraid of anything. He will get into that mermaid costume no matter what.
It's going to say Porsche's gone through the training of being tied up underwater.
He's had the actual training.
He's had all of that training. Like, I would trust Porsche with my life.
Palm was just like, 17 and forced into being a bodyguard in a life or death situation. My guy just wants to chill by the beach. Like, I think Porsche is the right pick.
Palm is a good bodyguard because of his love
for Nung Diao. True.
Whereas
he doesn't love us.
Porsche is just a good bodyguard regardless. He's not going to love us. Yet. There's no way in hell Palm
is that part of the deal? Have their partner love us?
You just have to imagine. It's just part of the scenario. It's up for interpretation.
Okay. The last one, you got the car or bike with it, and this one, you get the man. I still
pass. We'll get to those ones. We'll get to those.
Yeah,
I agree. Porsche. Yeah, for all those reasons.
Okay.
This third one, I'm just going to say it. Okay, imagine. Some of us might not have to imagine because it's our reality. You have severe daddy issues and an anxious attachment style that you refuse to go to therapy for.
Whoa!
You didn't have to say that. You could just, like, hit me over the head. It's fine.
Kayla just wipes out the whole team.
So in this scenario, would you rather be in a semi-toxic relationship with Yi from Naughty Babe or in from 180 degree longitude passes through us?
Oh dude, I never watched the last one there. Oh,
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards Yi. I feel like he, as a character, has had a redemption arc for me with Naughty Babe, and
yeah,
after getting a lot more of his his inner workings, I feel like I would be in a semi-toxic relationship with him.
I will say, like, a man like Yi, he would have driven me crazy.
Right, that's the crazy thing. That's the thing.
Being around people who don't talk.
yeah, same.
It's like, but 90% of BL characters, honestly.
I think in from 180 degrees would also drive me crazy. Right. So maybe worse. Mm. So I think that I would gravitate towards Yi for the semi-toxic relationship.
Yeah, I think I'm
as a replacement for therapy.
Lesser.
Yeah, and I mean, if you incorporate his character development, then that's why it's only semi-toxic. Mm.
Yeah,
true.
Just a tiny red flag. Not a big red flag, just a tiny one.
Just sometimes. Well, I'm glad there's a consensus.
Yeah, I think that might be the only one we all agree on.
Okay, this next one is a scenario that I'm sure we have all thought about at least once. Imagine you messed up your work trip reservations and now you're forced to share a room with your boss and there's only one bed. In this scenario, would you rather share the bed with Jang from Step by Step or Gun from A Boss and a Babe?
Jang. There is no competition, I'm sorry.
I knew that's who you were going to say. I do agree. Like, but this scenario really creeps me out because the only boss I've ever had is my dad.
Oh. I feel like that goes back to the daddy issues question. The daddy issues.
Now I'm my own boss, just to clarify, but that is... That really took me out, yeah. No, but yeah, Jang, yeah.
Jang
is just, I agree. That's a whole man right there. Like, there's
true.
That's he's the only option, I think.
Yeah. Okay. This next one, I catered to you, Alexa.
Oh God.
This one was catered to Alexa.
So. No, that was catered to me. Oh, and Alexa. There's the overlap, of course. Okay.
Now I'm stressed. Okay.
Question 5. You suspect your house is haunted and need to bring in an expert to communicate with the spirits and help them move on. In this scenario, would you rather hire Kevin from Ghost Host Ghost House or Pat from Something in My Room as your ghost hunter?
I pass.
Oh, right, our ghost anti.
I suspected that.
This is less catered towards me and more catered against Pixie.
I refuse to have an attack on principle.
I think I would.
You broke Alexa. You just broke her.
This is like the hardest one so far.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like maybe I would go towards Kevin because he's like, he's done like, he's like actual like in the ghost hunting business. Well, I don't know, business.
He's he got does the it knowledge.
For like the live streams and stuff like that. Right. But see, now with Pat, like he has a friend that like literally sees spirits. So I feel like that kind of like, if you told me dream, I would choose her immediately because like she knows what's going on. But in terms of like Pat or Kevin, I feel like I would say Kevin just because I feel like he would have more knowledge on the situation. But I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking along the same lines as you, Alexa. I was like, Kevin, because like, yeah, he's got the knowledge, he's got the experience, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to add.
Yeah, I was leaning towards Kevin too, because I feel like he would understand more.
Yeah,
he would have just like a better understanding, whereas with Pat, it's like you said, he kind of needs Dream to help him push him in like the right direction. So logically speaking, even though Pixie would probably argue that there's no logic
here,
Pixie's like, I'll just leave the house, I'll just sell the house, I'll burn it down, I don't need anyone.
She'll be like, it's not haunted.
I refuse to believe that it would like be a possibility, so it's fine.
You'll just live there until I'm not going to finish that sentence. You'll just live there and live a happy life and you're fine.
Just ignore it.
No ghost experiences whatsoever.
No.
Yeah, okay. No. Kevin. Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Kevin.
Okay. Good to know.
Someone's going to have to go in the comments and tell us what all of these picks say about us.
Yeah.
Please analyze our choices.
Yeah, it's actually a personality test. Gathering data.
We're putting too much information on ourselves out on the internet.
That ship has long since sailed.
That's true. Very true. Okay.
I think our top 5 BLs each kind of showed
a
little bit too much there. Yep.
So, this next one, in my opinion, is pretty easy pick. But after having a near-death experience, you find yourself trapped in the past in a weird case of time travel. In this scenario, would you rather be stuck with Yai from I Feel You Linger in the Air or Crown Prince Hyun from Tinted with You for the unforeseeable future?
I don't even need to say my answer. You already know. Everyone else can think about it.
I'm gonna say die just because I thought Tinted with You was sort of boring.
It kind of was. I love the time period, but it kind of was.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was maybe heading Tinted with You because of time period, but like, and also because I haven't seen I Feel You Linger in the Air, but
he gave me no feelings in terms of like Tinted with You.
Can I? Pixie was able to like step away from the last question. Can I step away from this one? Because I can't
pass.
Yeah, I pass.
Yes,
I pass.
But yeah. I also have to add that you need to consider the environment that you're going to be living in as well.
I would still choose Yai.
I mean,
I would weather anything for him.
Blue-eyed white woman. I'm fine.
Pixie's what they love. Pixie would be thriving in that time period. That, like,
glory days, though. I don't know.
I was about to say, they would, this is like a deep cut, but they would let her into the gym, and I feel you linger in the air.
Oh my god.
I'd be one of like the unhinged white people just getting away with everything.
Pixie Robert's would be the robber. Oh.
Okay.
But no, I would weather anything for Yai, so there's no choices there.
I felt like that one was pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one. You're marrying a MILF and by extension adopting their son.
Wow.
Oh.
In this scenario,
sounds like
would
my
you
dream,
rather
honestly.
Right, would you rather become the step parent of Gun from My School President or Pran from Bad Buddy?
Oh.
Gun.
Am I okay?
Oh,
how much do I want to actually factor the sons into the equation? Like,
right? You have to consider
also,
everything.
If you're adopting Pran as your stepson, you're also, are you adopting the feud? Do I have to deal with the feud?
Oh, the family
obviously.
Feud.
If it's in that universe, then quite possibly.
Beef with your family next door. I don't know.
Pran as a character just annoys me, so I'm just like, no, I don't want to live
right.
with that.
Oh my god. Another one against Pixie. I didn't realize. Oh.
It's fine.
No, I think I would choose Gun as well, but my decision is based solely on the mothers herself. Like, the mothers themselves.
Yeah.
Because, like, my girl, she runs the milk bar. She can sing. Aww. Like, she... I feel like the impression we got of Pran's mom, like, she had her kind of, like, redemption-ish... Like, you saw... You knew where she was coming from. But, like, in terms of, like, the mothers as characters and who comes as an extension of that, it's Gun all the way. It's my girl right there.
Yeah. I leaned towards Gun as well because I didn't really like Pran's mom. Even though MILFs.
She's so hot.
She's so hot. In a step on
kind
mom's
of hot, way. Hot, honestly.
Oh. I'm finding it very hard to choose because like I because I get Gun's mom, I get it. She'd be fun. She'd be a very fun wife. You would have a lot of fun with her.
Mm-hmm.
Pran's mom.
I didn't expect this one to be hard for Heather.
Neither did she, apparently.
I didn't. I don't mean to like be making all of this silence, but I really cannot decide. Let me bring them up. Actually, let me bring up the photos
pictures.
And I need the photos, and then I will choose. That I will just look at photos, and then I will choose.
Yeah, no one can say we're not worth committed it to this game.
True.
Okay. All right.
Can you deal with everything else? Just because.
Oh, no, I've seen. I saw her first up. No, 100%. Pran's mom. Pran's mom all the way. I can't handle it. She's so hot.
Oh my god.
Heather going based solely on looks.
Whoa. You can do
you know
it
what?
However
Fair.
You want.
It's valid.
Fair. That
it's
is valid.
Valid.
Yep. That is the point of the would you rather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I didn't think that one was going to be difficult, but okay. Okay, I see it. I see both sides. Okay, this next one is a little different. It's like a group of people.
Okay.
So imagine you are a star athlete. I know this one is difficult for us to all imagine. And you're currently scoping out which university to apply for based on your skills. In this scenario, would you rather join the basketball team in You're My Sky or the basketball team in Don't Say No?
The basketball team in Don't Say No. Was there a lot of basketball happening? Really?
Well, that's the thing. If you join the basketball team in Don't Say No, you're not having to do all of that like intense practice and stuff.
Yeah, but then you have to like stand and watch these guys flirt with each other with balls rolling around the floor,
in the middle of the game,
and you have to clean it up afterwards. Like, I don't want to deal with that shit.
You're not cleaning. If you're the star athlete, you're not cleaning that shit. Someone else is.
Listen, if I'm a star athlete, I want to go somewhere. If I was someone who was into athletics like that, I want to be somewhere where I felt like my skills were being put to use. And I feel like the You're My Sky basketball team takes their shit seriously.
Yeah. Okay, that's a fair point.
Don't Say No crew was just playing around. Like that,
they were just there for the vibes, honestly.
Like,
I will bring up though that remember there was corruption and You're My Sky with the coach.
True.
Yeah.
I could take him down. We would have a little team
coach takedown. But like having to deal with flirting all the time.
That's where we draw the line.
I'm here to play, not like love. So
I think that if I was a star athlete, I would still have like my own personality, and my own personality sometimes can I just like if things are too hard, sometimes I'm like, fuck it. And so Don't Say No and not having to train and
that would
the fun of it.
You.
I'm just like
push you to become like the greatest you could be. You need to be pushed.
What is this pep talk? Oh my god.
I was like, this is feeling like Pokemon to be the best that ever was.
It's feeling real.
We're taking this very seriously. I think
you're my sky, obviously.
I think I'm getting swayed to the You're My Sky basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As long as I could still have some fun.
Star player playing is fun.
Yeah, no, that is valid, actually. You're a star player.
Basketball is your life.
You do not get to be a star player without it being the funnest thing you do.
It's giving Troy Bolton, honestly.
Oh my God. Seriously. Yes, if I could be on the basketball team from High School Musical.
And start dancing. I mean,
song and dance break.
Sing and dance. I'm in it. That's it. I'm looking in that answer. High School Musical.
That wasn't even on
but there is a BL element if you consider Chad and Ryan because they were gay for each other.
Yeah, but
you know,
question. Would you rather? It's would you rather one time.
I'm sorry, Pixie.
Rules,
Pixie. Okay. Pixie.
You put some rules on the plate.
No.
Oh my god.
Oh. Troy Bolton.
Cheers.
Cheers. Get your head in the game.
Get your head in the game.
We'll get like copyrighted. Don't say
just for saying get your head in the game. Disney's gonna come for us.
Disney is.
Oh, they might.
Don't mess with Disney. Like, we might get copyrighted just for saying Disney.
we'll edit in another word a over beep. Disney. Every time we say it, we'll beep mouse. It, or we'll just
edit in like the mouse.
The mouse.
It is time to get the dolphin noises back.
Oh my god! What a
kudos to whoever got god. That because that was one of like a season one OG episodes. Lovecast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, don't go back to watching.
I feel like I've been crying this whole time we've been doing this game.
Okay, well, there's one more.
Okay, so, final yep. scenario.
Almost,
yes.
Okay. Almost free. This one I... and then I can calculate all my data at a later time. Oh, my God. So this final one I threw in last minute just for you, Heather.
Ooh. Oh.
So, imagine you are very short and have a hard time reaching the shelves in your kitchen, which is becoming a problem because you own a restaurant.
This is so weird and specific. Okay.
So specific, but a little true to life. A little too true to life. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off in your scenario. Let's go.
Yeah, so you are very short and you have a hard time reaching the shelves in your kitchen, which is becoming a problem because you own a restaurant. In this scenario, would you rather hire Poon from Be My Superstar, aka Jaw, or Jaehyung from Semantic Error, aka Soham, as your freakishly tall assistant?
I feel like only Heather needs to answer Pixie this.
Too. This is kind of for you too.
Pixie. Oh, true Pixie. I'll let these two freak out over this one.
I think you already know my answer to this.
Oh, true. Pixie's going to choose Soham.
Obviously.
Yep.
Heather's having inner turmoil right now.
Do you remember when we interviewed you, John? He was whispering things in your ear. Do you remember that?
I never forget, Pixie. Oh my god, but is it like, okay, is it the character or is it the actor?
So it is the character, but I guess you have to consider the person's height. But it's like one of those things, again, where you can just consider the answer off of appearance, or you can think about the whole scenario, the whole universe.
Okay. Because like, oh, but I do like,
I'm just like, keep me like one sometimes. Of your French girls. Like, it's fine.
What? I just heard Kate like one of your French girls.
Tall.
Yeah, I was like, if it's specifically like the character, Soham's character is an artist. He's cheeky. He's like. Sweet.
He can pull he off. Has all these.
Also, doesn't suit. He? He already works in a restaurant. Doesn't he do work in a restaurant in the show? Or am I making that up?
Yeah,
he does. He's a waiter.
He's got the skills.
Mm-hmm. But then Pun.
I feel like you would have a really job. Good time if you. It's job. Pun is job. Mm-hmm. Technically, he's a little cutie. He would be fun
he's
to have around too.
He's like a little puppy.
I mean, he would worship cutie, you.
Like tall, but like. Yeah, I kind of like the worshipping aspect, I'm not going to lie.
Add that to your data, Kayla.
Okay.
Oh, fucking hell, Kayla. This one's really hard. I think it's harder than the MILF one.
I love that the last three have just been Heather saying how hard this is.
This one is funny because we're incorporating lore.
Right.
True.
Yeah. I'm having a very hard time.
Because, like, if this was before Thailand, it would not have been a question. But because Heather and Ja had a little moment while we were in Thailand, things have changed so drastically.
If anyone's curious about the height difference, just go watch the interview.
True.
Or not the interview, yeah. The game. Watch the game.
Both, honest. Well, yeah.
Because you see the
true, they were sitting in the interview.
The game was standing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heather's tiny. Spoiler alert.
I'm 156 centimeters.
Or 5'2". Just 5'2", I think, technically.
Small. I don't even know what that means.
I'm smooth.
That's weird.
I do.
156.
Listen, the majority of our audience is in America. We need to cater to them, okay?
Yes. Okay. Has everyone said their answers? And then I'll say mine.
Oh, I don't even think I said one. Mm-hmm. I guess so, huh? Oh. But I was like, I'll sit back and let you guys turmoil over this one. But I feel like I would say so, huh? Mm-hmm. Do you need to do like a countdown?
No, yeah, I can't divorce it from my feelings of Jar and being completely charmed, and like his personality as well is like, okay, so I'm going pun. I'm just
no
pun. I think
for the like, same reason,
the worship aspect and the cute aspect.
You guys were the two that had were them. On screen for the B-Mind Superstar interview, so you were charmed to a different degree.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. It's my nepo choice.
Yeah, I did nepo get pick. Sort of definitely. Charmed as well when John first came around, just like shook everyone's hands.
Yeah, that was really cute.
That was really cute.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Yeah, I feel like,
but also it's Soam, so. There's no choice, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, Ja. Pun.
Pun.
Character. It's the character.
It's the character.
I think I also said Soham, but yeah, yeah. The character. Yeah.
I can never remember the names. God. It's fine.
Kayla really put us through the ringer with that game. Wow. Jesus Christ.
I was more good invested game. In this than I Thank thought you. I would be.
Same.
It definitely
I didn't
up
think
to
it would
hype,
take like half an hour.
Yeah, literally 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So fun though. That was really fun. Mm-hmm. Should we try to come up with no, don't worry. That was really fun. I was gonna say, like, should we try to come up with a scenario now to get everyone to leave in the comments? But
they could also leave all their answers for Kayla.
Yeah. That's true. They could also just leave their answers, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then I'll collect.
That was so
data
fun.
Data
collect them for your data.
Yeah,
for whatever you're planning.
That's your ulterior motive.
Mining.
It's mining data mining. PL research. Like you can come like PL a PL data scholar. Mining.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, this is gold for all the BL scholars out there.
Interpret this however you will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're a focus group.
Mm-hmm.
We've
exactly.
got a very decent range. Mm-hmm. We're a focus group.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pixie's rounding it out.
Okay. So
we've got a presentation for this one.
Yes. I will first, I just want to explain a couple of things. So, this game is about guessing what happens next in the clip. So I'll show a clip, pause it, and you guys not only need to tell me what happens next, you need to tell me what show it is and what the characters' names are.
Names
I feel
are
that's going to be the hard part.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I had to add those because this game was initially meant to be used on non-BL fans. Mm-hmm. So if I don't use this, mm-hmm. it will be too easy. Also, it needs, like, what happens next needs to be specific. Like, okay. I won't, like, just accept he looks to the left. Like, it needs to be it needs to be specific, okay?
He looks to the left. It makes eye contact with blah.
Yeah, it needs to be, like...
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I feel like my memory is going to be bad for this.
It's probably okay. a little bit easy. But yeah, okay. And you guys need to write me in Discord DMs your answers, so that you, I can keep you honest in your answers. You will tell it out loud when I tell you to, but just so that I know that you guys aren't like copying each other, you need to.
Yes. I got you. Mm-hmm.
And it makes it easier for me to count up the points afterwards as well.
Okay, there's Pixie. Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Do we have a countdown to get in our answers? Or can we, like, not have too short of a countdown?
Yeah, no.
It's going to take me forever to type.
God, you just need to, like, do it.
Just be quick.
Be quick about it.
Okay.
A little bit disclaimer before we start. I had to cut out sound and I had to do some weird cutting of some of the clips because of copyright on YouTube. But I think it works. I cut it down for being like an 8-minute video to a 5-minute one because of it. It should be fine. Okay, everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let's play What Happens Next! Because we don't have any sound on the clip.
We'll insert post.
Start. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. It's supposed to... What's up with my internet? There we go. Okay, so...
Oh my god.
What happens? Let me not... What's the show? What's the character names? This is honestly an easy one.
Oh my god, my memory.
Wait, are we saying what happens?
Oh shit, I forgot one of the names!
What?
Like, are we typing out everything? Like, what happens next? And then, like...
Yeah, I'm sort of looking for specifically what happens after the lip lock.
I feel like I'm missing a part of the answer, but I can't remember.
And for everyone watching this back home, please do guess along. And we'll see, like... and tell us how many points you've got.
Yes. Okay. I sent mine, but I'm mm-hmm. missing a chunk of it, so I don't know if it's going to be a winning answer. I also hope I didn't okay. mix the names up. Did I mix the names up?
Dude, I can't tell you. I've
sent in as well, but I can't remember one of their names, and I don't know why. It's out of my head because I fucking love this show.
Okay, so Alexa, you start with your answer. Everyone has answered.
Okay. I feel like I mixed the names up. Okay, I said Hira pushes Kiyoi to the ground, says something, and then runs away. But I can't remember what he said. It's My Beautiful Man, season one.
Mm-hmm. And Heather?
Show My Beautiful Man. Name's Kiyoi, and I put X because I forgot his name. So I said that after the kiss, Kiyoi pushes him to the ground. So Kiyoi pushes, straight to the ground.
I got it mixed up. Damn it.
Okay.
And,
My Beautiful Man, Hira, Kiyoi. Kiyoi pushes Hira to the ground and storms away, and they don't see each other again until college.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay, we're meant to go even further into... Yeah.
Okay, let's see what happens.
I do think he says like gross or something, but I didn't.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
yeah. There's something.
Ooh, the internet is not about it today. Yeah,
it's hating me.
Yup.
Yeah.
Oh. Shit. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck. My internet is just hating on.
Oh,
internet.
Okay.
Yeah. So
how did I forget Hira's name? What the
is
fuck?
Is it Kayla the winner? I guess
well,
I think
Kayla
they got it
got
the closest.
3 points from this.
Oh, okay, we're doing it that way.
Oh, that's how you're doing it.
Yes. Okay.
So it's everyone's game here. Okay. Everyone can lose and everyone can win.
Okay.
So ready for number two.
Yes.
Yes. If my internet will work.
Buffering.
What the fuck is going on with it?
Your internet is not about this game, apparently.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
kiss.
Oh.
Oh, frick. This is a throwback.
Yep. Okay. Oh, shit.
Just wait for it.
Well, there isn't one name. Fuck, I can't remember the show name or...
Yeah, just start writing.
Oh, shit. This is so bad.
I can't remember the name as well, so that's what I'm doing.
Fuck, I'm so annoyed that I can't remember.
I think
the
I mixed up
name.
The names.
And I can't remember one of the characters' names. This is so bad.
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's like
come
on the tip
guys.
Of my tongue.
I know, I'm so bothered
chop,
by it.
Chop.
Oh my god.
Do I need to count, start counting down? 10. 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and kiss.
6,
I gave up. 5, I can't remember. I'm going to be so mad when the show title gets said.
Okay. Alexa, go ahead.
I said Mike, and the only reason I remember that is because his name is right there. pushes X into the pool and kills/drowns him, and then I couldn't remember the show name.
Oh, I didn't
add that. Heather?
Okay, so show, he, she, it.
Thank you. Oh, I knew it was three words. My brain was saying you can't bite love, and I was like, that's not the right show.
Mike, because it's written there, and I couldn't remember the name of Jeff. And I just said it pushes him into the pool, because I knew he killed him, but I forgot to, like, I didn't think to write it down. But I swear to God, I know that he kills him, he drowns him.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah,
I put
that's my answer.
Yeah, I put the one guy pushes the other into the pool and he drowns. Then his spirit haunts him.
Oh, that was yes.
Fucking hell! I keep forgetting the actual details.
Yeah, it's Mike, and then I couldn't remember the other name, and I couldn't remember the title. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I'm just one second. I can't remember his name either. I'm just
no, I did.
Oh, so oh my god, the game maker can't remember.
I was like, Peem. Peem.
That never would have come to me in my wildest dreams.
Yeah.
No.
But the show, oh, I'm so mad about the show name. I was like, I know it's just three words, but literally, my brain kept saying Hit, Bite, Love, and I was like, that's the wrong show.
Oh my god.
That's a whole different show.
This whole different show.
Yeah, okay. So, Kayla gets a point for the very specific action.
Yes. Haunting detail, yeah.
Fair.
So does Alexa.
Slay.
And Heather gets the show name. So one.
Okay.
Yeah.
True. Heather did was the only one who got the show name. That's fair.
Yes.
Okay. So Kayla still.
And no one got the names of the characters.
No.
I don't even think we should get a half point. It's literally written
Let's
there.
See what happens.
Yeah.
And walk away.
God, Jeff looks so different.
Wow. So baby.
He looks so different. He's my such baby. A child.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Eight. Yep. Stop it.
Yep. Yep.
Wait. Oh, this is my favorite.
Why can't I remember their name? Oh, okay, there's one.
My favorite scene, like literally.
Shit, I need to watch the scene.
Yeah. I just love how he keeps repeating it.
Oh, shit. Shit.
What happens?
Oh, fuck. What is his name?
Z is super angry, so what happens?
Okay, I know the show name.
This is literally my favorite scene ever.
Okay.
What the fuck? Okay. The
question mark. Nice.
It has to be one of those.
It has to be one of those.
I think that's his name. Okay. Mine's in.
Okay. Alexa.
Okay. Show is Why Are You? And I said... Fighter, I'm pretty sure that's his name, kisses tutor to prove that he, and I put this in quotes, doesn't like boys. I don't know if I'm remembering that correctly, but that's what my heart tells me happened. Yes. I think I might be wrong. I don't know.
You got all right.
Oh, slay.
Heather?
Oh my gosh.
Why are you tutor and fighter? I said fighter kisses tutor and this starts their push and pull relationship.
Mm. Yeah, I'll give you that one. So oh my three God. Points there.
Yay!
And Kayla.
Why are you tutor fighter? And I said they either fight or kiss.
I mean, that's
which is technically both
it's
are
like,
true.
Technically,
that is technically fair, but 2 points.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're all tied, I think, right? Because Kayla was in the lead by a point before. Oh, wait, we have to see what happens next.
Yes, we need to see
what
happens.
What could it be?
What could it be?
Best thing ever. Do it.
Yep. Oh my god, truly iconic. Honestly.
So iconic. And the fact that they keep replaying
the episode just ended there.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
This is fan service, basically, fuck. You know. What happens?
I don't know if I remember what happens in this scene.
Wait, okay. Shit, I don't remember what happens either.
And is this from... Okay.
Yeah, this one is a little bit hard. I will concede to that one.
dot dot dot.
What? Trying to go off like the hairstyle.
I know, that's I was like, wait.
But like it's not, yeah. Sounds actually really hot.
Yeah, no, Alexa, go ahead.
Okay, I said the show, I think this is from Until We Meet Again. And I said, when, in Team are the characters, I said, when pulls off Team's towel and Team falls off the bench. But that's purely me guessing because I don't remember.
3 points.
Oh, wow.
Heather.
Nice. I said, until we meet again, win Team. And then for what happens next, I just did an ellipsis because I literally could not remember. Yeah.
Yes. Dot,
so I was like,
2 points, Kayla.
Okay. Until we meet again, Team and Win. And then I said, I think Win pulls Team's towel off and he flops onto the floor and they argue about it.
Yes. 3 points. Let's see. If it starts playing.
Loading.
It's worth waiting. It's not about it today. I just love that he's like expecting him to be naked.
Yeah. The look of like knowing what could happen when this towel comes off.
Next one.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh my god. Oh. This is disrespectful.
Wait, what names? How many names?
Okay.
Dude, this is iconic. Like, if you guys don't guess this, I mean.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god, I can't tell.
I don't remember what the one dude's name.
Well, I am just expecting Perth's character's name here.
Cool. We got it.
I won't. Yeah.
Just Perth's character's
and
name?
And it's what happens to Perth's character next, right? Just to specify that. I love that you all just pushed it in at the same time. Well, Heather, you need the character name.
No, I know, that's why I didn't Angel, because I really can't remember his character's Rip. Name.
Okay, Alexa, go.
Okay, the show is Kim Porsche, the character is Ken, and I said Ken gets beheaded by the dude, and his head gets served up on a platter at the next family meeting, yep. R.I.P. Perth.
Yes, 3 points. Heather!
Can I get the point after the fact because I yelled his name before anyone said his name? Damn it!
Pixie's a stickler of the rules. We've learned this. When it comes to games, at least.
Unless they don't suit her, and then she breaks them.
It's my game. It's my rule.
Okay. I said Kim Porsche. I forgot that Perth's character's name was Ken, so I said Perth with an angel. And then what happens next? I wrote head on a platter.
I'll give you that. So 2 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ken Porsche, Ken, and Ken gets decapitated and Vegas's dad sends his head in a box to the major family's house where they open it.
Damn.
I will
Kayla.
I'm giving Kayla an extra point for that.
Yeah,
the details.
I know my Ken Porsche.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Iconic, honestly.
Why didn't it just freeze on the head? Like,
maybe not. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and kitchen.
Ta-da!
Iconic.
Oh my god.
I literally have a sticker of that from Lost Shop on my
same.
Oh.
Oh my god. Wait. I got this.
Oh, fuck.
What happens?
Okay. Oh, I think I remember.
I've edited this scene so many times into like a music video, so.
Moment.
Okay. I think I got that one.
I'm like writing a paragraph.
Wow, I feel like I should have written more, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm forgetting some of the details.
Countdown? No?
I think.
Okay.
We've got everyone.
I think.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I need to read all the paragraphs you guys are writing.
If mine isn't correct, then I just made up my own story.
Alexa.
I think.
Go ahead.
Okay. The show is Love in the Air. The characters are Paiu and Rain. And I think Paiu smacks Rain's stomach to wake him up and then scolds him for being tempting while sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
I'll give you for that one. So 3 points. Heather.
Oh, I totally remembered this different. Okay. So Love in the Air, Rain and Paiu. And I said, Paiu gets super close to kissing Rain, but stops himself and says something about waiting until he's conscious to enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm. No. He's Max.
Yeah.
Kayla.
Okay. Love in the Air, Rain and Paiu. And I said, I actually mixed, or yeah. No, the names are fine.
I think anyway, I mixed
so Rain. Yeah. Rain wakes up, but in quotations, because I think he was pretending to sleep.
He was.
He wakes up while Paiu is touching him, and he says something like accusing Paiu of taking advantage of him. Then Paiu says something about how he doesn't harass people, I think.
It would be very detailed and okay, like, if you got the slap in there, but it's especially the slap we're looking for. So, 2 points.
Okay.
I really remembered this wrong. I don't know what I'm remembering. My own fanfic.
I don't know. Literally.
I forgot that he was fake sleeping.
Yeah, I forgot that he was fake sleeping too.
Oh, fuck.
So this for context, I had to cut this a little bit, but it's while they're on the roof of the stakeout building.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I remember.
And something very dramatic happens.
Maybe I do remember. I don't know if I remember that right.
I may have gotten the characters.
Yeah, I think I remembered it completely wrong.
None of you got it right, but okay. Alexa.
Oh shit! No, I meant the other color.
Alexa, go ahead.
Okay, I said it's not me. It's Sean and White. And I said, is this when they dramatically leap over to another rooftop? But I was like, I don't think I remember that correctly.
2 points. Heather.
Fuck. I meant White. I wrote Black.
Yep, you did.
Short and Black, not me. Oh, And I completely forgot what the fuck was going on. So I said, make out as the sun sets, aesthetic AF.
Yeah, no. Wrong part. So you get 1 point.
Yeah. That's fair.
Not me, White and Sean. And I said, White does a sudden trust fall and Sean catches him, but it might be the other way around.
So close. It's the other way around. So.
Oh, no.
Two points. Let's see it.
As soon as I hit send, I was like, wait, it's the other way.
I think it would have been more obvious if we gotten the whole clip, but I had to cut it down.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember that
totally
now.
I totally forgot
about
that scene.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're freezing. Look at them shaking. Oh, what happens? I kind of will be offended if you guys don't know this. Just saying. This was iconic.
Wait, I'm... God.
Oh shit, names. Oh.
Oh my God. What?
I love that this is actually harder than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. I feel like mine aren't detailed enough.
It's the only detail I need in this one.
Okay, wait.
Caleb.
This is so bad.
Paragraphs.
No, I didn't write like anything because.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Okay, Alexa.
Okay, shows the eclipse, it's Ak and Ion, and I said they have an iconic underwater kiss moment.
3 points. Heather!
I said the eclipse, Ak and Ion, and then they sink under the water and then make out.
3 points. Kayla.
I didn't know what show it was.
Oh no, Kayla!
I said, is this OnlyFriends? Because I don't remember, didn't remember a swimming scene right, in the eclipse.
Right.
So all of that's wrong, the characters and everything. And I said, they make out?
Question mark.
Question mark.
Technically, that is true. So half a point. You get half a point.
What? Half a point? Okay.
Well, but
okay.
It's the question.
It's a pretty easy guess.
It's a dot 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 question mark that makes it half a point.
I'll stop doing that. Oh my God! Literally all of them. I'm like, maybe.
Oh. Oh, they look so cold.
Poor things. Yeah, I'm freezing.
They're like shaking.
Loading.
We should have like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and kiss.
Okay, I remember this now.
Mm-hmm. Think. Okay. Four things are so cold. Kissing noises.
What happened?
I mean, honestly, if an actual BL watcher, like, if we didn't know this as, like, the amount of times we've talked about this scene.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you weren't watching BL and you saw this, you would never be able to guess.
Yeah, oh, absolutely not. So it's good for non-BL watchers.
Yeah, but it's iconic for us.
My only issue is names.
Oh, right.
I'm gonna go with I'm that. Sure I don't remember his name. Remember
the name. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh. I did that wrong, but yeah. I'm editing because if I'm not editing changing name, I'm editing to move so it's formatted the same way. Can you see my answer?
Mm-hmm. I can't type.
Okay, now I'm just editing to change the formatting so it fits properly. Okay. There we go. Did not change the name. Okay, just confirming. I'm not cheating. I'm just changing the formatting.
I'm not cheating.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Alexa.
Okay, show Theory of Love. The character is Third. And I said Third gets a water bottle and pours it over his head so he can continue his angsty shower cry session.
3 points. Heather!
I think I should have explained it a bit more. So I said Theory of Love and I said Third, so I'm glad that I got that right. And then what happens next? I just wrote water bottle and sobbing iconic moment.
I feel like that's enough.
I will accept that.
Okay.
3 points.
Okay.
Killer.
Yes.
Okay. Theory of Love, Third. Third sprays himself with a water bottle because he's heartbroken in his unrequited love for Kai.
I mean, that deserves kind of 3.5 points.
I'm yeah. making up for that. Half
I can't add half.
Half.
This is math I can't do.
I mean, now your two halves have become one point.
This is BL math.
Okay.
This
so.
Is BL math.
Are we supposed to be keeping track of our points? Because I haven't.
Oh,
been doing that.
I am. I've been keeping just track. For fun.
Yeah. Kayla is awesome. She's putting the points in for me in the chat.
Oh, thank you. I have not been keeping track.
Okay, next clip. Well, or see what happens first.
Oh, you have to see what happens
yes,
first.
It's very short because okay. copyright on YouTube didn't want this.
Best thing ever.
Iconic.
So funny. I love when he took so the time to
the
punch.
To like poke the holes in it.
The effort it takes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Okay, but this is very specific. Just wait for it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh.
Because.
Wait, how far in are we going?
Just wait for it. I did not put that what happens next in the wrong place. I genuinely want to know what happens after this.
I don't know if I remember.
It's kind of iconic.
Fuck.
But it's probably a little hard to remember too.
Oh shit.
I will say that this is like what happens afterwards is a very long scene compared to everything
else. Okay, so it's not like directly.
It's not just a small thing happening, and it's over time. Like not days, but like minutes. And technically, there's
here.
Like two main events happens after this that I'm specifically looking for, but I will accept
of
them.
Oh my god!
I have
god.
No idea.
I just forgot the whole plot of the show. I don't.
I have no idea. I am guessing.
I will say what happens next has nothing to do with the plot.
Oh, I think I know it. Wait.
I mean, if you guys get both things I'm looking for, you get like an extra point.
This is actually so hard.
Mm. Okay.
I've forgotten names.
Alexa, go ahead.
Okay, show is 1,000 stars. It's Pupa and Tien. And I said, I feel like this has something to do with Earth taking his shirt off being important, but IDK.
That was one of the things I was looking for, the shirt. So, 3 points. Heather!
Oh, I almost put that.
Tale of 1,000 Stars, Tien and Pupa, and I think I'm remembering this wrong. So I said Pupa dunks Tien under the water or splashes him, and then Pupa takes his shirt off as he gets out of the water and Tien stares, and then they sit on a rock.
I'll give you a point for Pupa taking his shirt off and then
Man,
show
I
a name.
Put
so
that.
3 points. And okay. Killa.
I said Tale of 1,000 Stars, Tien and Pupa, and I said Tien and Pupa do a drink sponsorship sitting on the rock.
That was my second thing, so you still get a point, so 3 points.
I knew it!
Let's see.
You had Damn to be specific it. About The Rock, Heather. What they were Damn doing on The Rock.
But not like.
Do I get half a point for mentioning The Rock?
Well, wait, so how many points did I get? As much The Rock as the drink sponsorship.
You got three. Because you didn't get the shirt, but you got The Rock. You,
yeah, and then everyone got the three shirt, points just for different reasons.
But okay. Didn't get The Rock, yeah.
This I had to cut to gosh. All hell, so it's not like actual the clip that is. If it wants to play, I don't think like
we now YouTube have a black doesn't screen. Like,
yeah, we have a black screen.
YouTube doesn't like Earth without his shirt on, and that's sad.
Rude.
Very rude.
Homophobic.
Truly.
What is it doing?
Oh no! Why is it this one specifically?
It's probably it's like also because it's like technically clip. Streaming in this as well, and we're recording. Oh,
he's mad.
We may never know.
What is going on?
We just
on?
Have to use our imaginations.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Mm-hmm.
There's we're part of it.
That's point one. Point two.
Yes, I knew it. I like how I remembered that part and not the shirt yeah. coming off.
Who won?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was not keeping
I have track. 23 points.
Yes. We can put the who won and points on the screen. So if you're watching the screen now, you can see who won. Yay!
editing.
This. You are awesome.
We'll do the math later.
Alexa won!
Yeah. What's my prize? I just get bragging rights.
Recognition?
Yeah.
Recognition.
Recognition.
I'll take it, I guess.
You get Jeng. We will send you Jeng.
Jeng, that would be lovely. Please do. Figure out how to make that work.
Okay, guys. So we had a lot of fun. Please leave whatever score you've got on our games in the comment section. Let us know. It would be fun to see what everyone else got. And please follow us on every social media we have. TikTok, we have
all of them.
Twitter, IG,
Instagram, threads, all of
it exists.
All of that.
I keep forgetting about threads.
Go check out our Patreon. There will be an extra clip from Alexa's game on there, which you won't be seeing on YouTube. So yeah,
gotta get that bonus content in.
Yes. And yeah, like the video, subscribe on YouTube, follow on all the podcasting places if you can, and leave reviews if you can. It really helps us out and expands the podcast universe. Did I get everything?
We could talk to more people.
Yay! Tell us more games you want to see us play in the future too, if you have any recommendations mm-hmm. that you think would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
This was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, all right. Alrighty.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye. You'll never want to season your food again.
Oh my god.
Pixie hasn't connected the dots yet.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.